The vast majority of salespeople sell like painters. Every time they find a new selling opportunity, they put a clean new canvas on their easel and start painting. Painters believe every customer is unique. Every selling opportunity requires a different approach, and what worked to win one customer will not likely help win the next. Painters view selling as intuitive art, not needing nor requiring any consistent selling structures, predictive processes, or predefined multiple-step plans. After all, isn't every selling situation or opportunity completely different? But sales pros who view selling like printers see selling as a very repetitive process. At first, they've had to define and adjust their selling process for each new customer. But after a while, and after their printing process is clearly defined and their multiple-step selling processes set up, they can then just turn the crank on their selling press for each new customer selling opportunity they discover. Printers view selling as a scientific process, structured, repeatable, and predictable. Selling printers will agree with the painter salespeople in that each customer is indeed different and unique. But just because a customer's requirements or political decision processes might vary, their proactive step selling plans they expect to follow will still apply to almost all selling opportunities. So, do you sell more like a painter or a printer? I can understand why the majority of sales professionals still believe selling is more like intuitive painting than structured and repeatable printing. After all, over 90% of all experienced salespeople have never been through any type of formal sales training or coaching. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you were never taught the structures and processes of selling, then of course you'll approach your selling efforts as intuitive and instinctive, with every customer being different. I started off my selling career in the early 1970s as a painter. I held jobs selling a variety of products and services all through college and was selling phototypesetting services to printers and businesses while I went to graduate school at the University of Cincinnati. I was having some success selling, but kept believing there had to be a better way to sell than the reactive, experimental free-fall style of selling I was using. Even though I was making some sales, I was truly stumbling through my territory with no real understanding of selling or persuasion, and with no sales management coaching or leadership to help me figure out a better way. Then in the mid-1970s, I met my sales mentor, Bill McGrain, a professional speaker and trainer. Through his numerous classes on selling and persuasion, I began to see selling was really a science and that there were actually steps, processes, structures, and approaches that could be repeated and improved the more you did them. This was such an exciting growth time for me. I would attend one of Bill's sales classes at night and then would try his latest idea or suggestion the next day in my sales calls. I usually saw immediate results proving the validity and the success of these ideas. Bill showed me how to be a printer, and the more I could discover and understand about selling as a science, the more success and income I saw. What can you do to become more of a printer and less of a painter with your selling efforts and philosophy? There are 5 ideas that can help you become more of a printer and less of a painter. The more of these 5 ideas you can utilize, the more of a printer you can become, viewing and implementing your selling tactics and strategies with a repetitive, multi-step, pre-planned selling approach that can be continually refined and improved. The best idea to becoming more of a printer than a painter is to initiate instead of respond. Most salespeople spend the vast majority of their day reactively responding to customers' demands. How much of your week is defined and decided once you review your emails and listen to all your voicemails Monday morning? The last 5 new business opportunities you're now working on, did they call or contact you, or did you find them through your ongoing new business prospecting efforts? Do you contact a customer as soon as you uncover a problem, or do you wait to see if the customer will discover it on their own and then call you demanding it be fixed or corrected? Do you let your customers define their decision process, guaranteeing their only vendor evaluation will be based on lowest quoted price? Or do you proactively position how you'll not likely be the lowest price, but can show how you and your added value offerings can prove you're really a lower total cost? What can you do to increase your proactive efforts so you can initiate selling efforts or positioning statements with your prospects and customers? The second idea to help you become more of a consistent selling printer is to think and plan more moves ahead. How many selling moves ahead are you thinking and planning? Remember the Hilari bird I've discussed in past articles? A Hilari bird is a 3-foot bird living in 4-foot grass saying, "Where the hell are we?" And most salespeople function like Hilari birds, thinking and planning only their next best move ahead. How many moves ahead are you thinking and planning with your customers? Painters only think one move ahead. After all, how will you know what you're going to do on your second call until you've successfully completed your next call? But printers think and plan multiple moves ahead. They believe it's more effective to always be planning multiple moves ahead, even if they do occasionally need to make corrective plans or actions. They also realize the competitor who thinks the farthest ahead tends to control their selling process and maintain a competitive edge. What can you do to start thinking and planning more moves ahead than either your competitors or your customers? Every time you think you have a great next step planned with a prospect or customer, then take it one step further by asking yourself, and then what? My third suggestion is to work to define and follow your tactical selling processes. There are numerous tactical processes that are most critical to your long-term selling success. Your plans to maintain and grow your best existing customers, as well as how you get higher, wider, and deeper, are all important tactical selling processes. The most important tactical selling process is your new business selling process. What are the selling steps you consistently follow from the time you identify a new selling opportunity until the time you close a sale, even though this customer relationship will continue after they sign an order? Defining and then following and refining your multiple-step new business process can help you become more consistent, efficient, and effective. The fourth idea is to commit to continuous quality improvement by constantly working to clarify, refine, and strengthen your defined selling steps. This is where printers have a significant increased effectiveness and competitive edge over the painters. Printing-based sales pros follow their defined processes so they can evaluate and adjust their multi-step selling plans and structures. After all, if you never had a defined and written multiple-step selling process, then how can you do any post-sales planning to improve or adjust what you did? Meet with your sales manager or several members of your sales team to better define your selling process. Then meet as a team after any major sale or loss to evaluate how and if your multi-step selling process can be improved or adjusted. My fifth and final suggestion to help you become more of a consistent and proactive selling printer is to get help. Painters enjoy painting or working each sale on their own, but printers benefit from the additional insights, suggestions, and challenges a sales coach or manager can provide. Whether you have a strong sales manager, leader, or even if you and your sales team just coach each other, the more IQs you add to your discussions and planning efforts, the more intelligent the entire team becomes. Meet with your sales manager and the rest of your team to begin defining the major steps of your selling process. Consider evaluating your last five company wins and losses to identify what steps were followed or which steps need to be added. Focus on the proactive steps you can insert that will help define your competitive value and uniqueness, or can help you improve your ability to prove how you can be their lowest risk and lowest total cost. Agree as a team, you all try following your newly defined steps and then evaluate and discuss your selling process against the successes or losses that occur so you can improve and clarify your team's multiple-step selling process. Look how interconnected these five ideas are, and how, when implemented, can help strengthen and improve the other ideas and your overall selling success. Selling becomes easier as you increase your proactive selling efforts to initiate instead of respond, and plan more moves ahead when defining and following your multiple-step selling processes. And when you work to improve and adjust your now-defined selling process after each win or loss, your selling success rates increase while still taking less time to complete. And getting help from your sales manager and the rest of your sales team can help accelerate your ability to successfully implement all five of these ideas, and also increase both your income and selling effectiveness. We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and disciplined enough to shift your philosophy of selling from that of an intuitive and reactive painter to a more proactive, structured, an effective printer who thinks and plans multiple moves ahead by following and constantly improving their defined tactical selling processes? Thanks for listening.